Anyway, for an analysis of the draft, what the Eagles may do, what they did last night, whether it was good or bad, bring in the man who knows the NFL very well, former NFL quarterback, and now doing his show live on television, the BN Sports Network. He, of course, is Sean Salisbury. Sean, how are you feeling today?
Hey, Mike, how you doing, bud?
Good to be on. Doing really good. I got to get your analysis of what the Eagles did, first of all. Then we'll go back through the draft. Trading out of 32, Darius Geis was there. There were some whispers here that they would be interested in him and would take him there. But instead, they decided to move back. Good or bad move?
Oh, I think it's fine because, I mean, the guy I had him pegged to take in the first round, I would have taken Sonny Michel. Here's the great thing about Philadelphia. There's not a lot of glaring problems. They've got... It's all luxury for them. They could take the best player. Now, running back, obviously, they could use. So, Geis, you know, move back. He'll possibly be there. I would have loved, and New England took him. I like Sonny Michel because I think he's better in space, and I think he's a little more versatile like Alvin Kamara was in New Orleans. So, I'm a huge fan. That's what I would have taken.
Yeah, I like him, too. So, you think the Eagles decided to go back because New England took him at 31?
To me, that would be the reason. Because didn't they make the trade while they were just before they were on the
yes.
clock, right when they were on the clock?
Yep.
Yeah, so I had Michel at 32 because the versatility in what Doug likes to do, and I think it gives you a guy that can hit inside, he's got plenty of strength inside, but got width outside, and he can catch the football. So I really like him, but yeah, I don't think they have a luxury, Mike. And I, you know, 3 years ago we may not have been saying this, but they do, and there's plenty of good backs still left. And then after that, to me, I'm a best available guy. And the Philadelphia Eagles have them. There's still some really good players. You can never have enough corners. Josh Jackson's still out there. You can never have enough pass rushers. Landry's still out there from Boston College. So, and not like they need that because they're loaded at that position. So I think they're in good position. I probably would have done the same thing they did. Because you can still get them. Once Michel was gone, it seemed like the wise thing to do.
All right. Now, what they did was they get the 52nd pick in the second round. But they got a better fourth rounder, and they got a number two for next year.
Yep.
They have 9 picks in next year's draft. Howie Roseman's always a foresight guy. Next year's draft is going to be better than this one? Is that what they're saying?
Well, I think that next year's – I think he probably will say something. Probably looked at contracts, probably looked at situation, and maybe for their needs he likes next year. And when you're the reigning Super Bowl champion and you don't have any glaring weakness, sometimes I always say, oh, they're so bad at that position, you have that luxury. And you have now when you accumulate that many picks next year and get another second round, you're like, man, that'll be fine. Because now what they can also do, depending on what happens this year, you can package multiple guys and possibly get yourself back into a late first round if that's what you need. Or you know, a mid-first round, whatever it is. So they have that luxury. And it's nice to have that where you can – just kind of put the assets and parts where you want them. I think Philadelphia did the right thing. And like I said, had a Michel been there, I would have stayed and drafted him. But Bill Belichick's pretty smart, and they needed a guy like that. And they haven't drafted a first-time running back in a while, so a wise move.
All right, let's look at the draft now. The 5 quarterbacks that go. I know that they're saying this is a deep quarterback draft. I'm not sure that any of them really are the Carson Wentz types. But what did you think of Cleveland going with Baker Mayfield number 1?
And think about it. While I loved him, and I think you loved him too, Wentz, but didn't we say the same thing about that class? Well, we're not sure about Watson. We're not sure about Mahomes coming from that system. And we're not sure about Wentz coming from Mahomes and Watson and theirs and Wentz and theirs. But we never know. And they could all 6 be busts, and we could have 3 Hall of Famers like we did in 1983. Mayfield was second on mine. I've watched a lot of film these last couple weeks, a lot more film of him. And all these guys, I had Darnold first. I think the Browns botched it. I do. While Mayfield's a winner, I mean, he was my second, so I understand why you take him. But man, you have the guy sitting in your lap, Sam Darnold, draft him, and I wouldn't have taken Denzel Ward that high either. The two best players at their position, you had them both, and you didn't have to bid against anybody. You had him with Bradley Chubb.
Yeah.
The Broncos are looking, saying, why didn't we take him? So if you're asking me, would I have taken Darnold and Chubb instead of Mayfield and Ward, I'd have been far better off. A disruptor with Myles Garrett. Those are the guys closer to the football are bigger game changers in my mind. And then the quarterback and a lot of people I've talked to, while there's people, you know, various in their decisions and in the way they look at these quarterbacks, most of them felt that Sam Darnold was the best quarterback in this draft. I think the Cleveland Browns missed, and I think the Giants screwed the pooch too. They had him sitting in their lap as good as Barkley's. You never pass up a franchise quarterback for another position. You just don't. And the Jets finally got themselves in a position to have what may be their best quarterback since Joe Namath. At least it looks like that on paper.
So you would have taken Darnold, if you're the Giants, also to be the guy that succeeds Eli.
Mike, why wouldn't you? I mean, think about this. Now, I know people in the East, Philadelphia, like, great, we don't have to deal with him, but we'll let the AFC deal with him instead of the NFC. But think about, we don't know, Eli's production's fallen off in the last couple of years, and I'm an Eli Manning fan. But there's nothing not to like about Barkley. I just don't subscribe to first round or top five, top 10 running backs. Tell me the time, and I want you to think with you're smart. Tell me the time when a running back without a quarterback, now Eli's still a good player, but when that running back changed the franchise.
Well, I think Zeke changed the franchise.
Yes, but you know what? He came in at the same time as who? Remember a rookie year? Was he? But how many Super Bowls did he won yet? He hadn't won one yet.
Not yet, but yeah, you can't. Okay. I don't know if you can complain about having Zeke Elliott.
Well, but I not say complain. Who would you rather have, a franchise quarterback or a running back? You can only choose one.
Yeah, well, you're right. The franchise quarterback is more important than the franchise running back. No question.
Well, then there's your answer. Yeah. And as good as Barkley is, to me, if I'm the Giants, I say, man, I love Barkley, but there's Michelle and there's Chubb and there's Geis in the second round. I really like him, but Darnold sitting there for you to take. I think Barkley's going to be a hell of a player, but I just don't. Running back falls about fourth or fifth on my list. Take a look at your team. Good running backs, but man, a lot of quarterback plays well. Great defense, great pass rush. Mix in the running back, and guess what you get? You win yourself a Super Bowl.
All right. What about the other quarterbacks? How much do you like Josh Rosen or Josh Allen? And in fact, you know, the thing with Josh Allen didn't hurt him. They traded up to get him. And of course, the kid from Louisville goes in the back end of the round,
Lamar
too.
Jackson. So,
yeah, yeah. Lamar Jackson. Right. So, like, what is your assessment of all those guys?
Real quick on them. For me, Rosen looks the part. He's mechanically extremely sound. I don't like when he says 9 teams made mistakes. Yeah, like the Colts were going to take you over Andrew. Like, just stupid. I like his confidence, but he's the type of guy that's going to throw for a bunch of yards. Then at the end of a game, he's an Xbox quarterback. He's going to make you throw the controller against the wall because he drives you nuts with his mistakes. And smart guy, but I don't believe he's going to be wearing many rings, number one. And it's a privilege, not a right. So don't be so bitter. You were drafted 10th. Get over it. Josh Allen, perfect place for him. Perfect place. He goes to a place where his arm can shine. He's a big, strong guy. He's going with a guy who's physically limited in A.J. McCarron. He may start quicker than any of them, to be quite honest with you, because they're craving another big, tough Jim Kelly guy. And I think that was the perfect spot for him. I do, because I think he needs work, but he's got great fans up in Buffalo. So I think that's fine. He's got the highest ceiling, but he's also got the lowest floor. And then Lamar Jackson, I love the fact that he's playing quarterback, not receiver. Ozzie Newsome belongs in the Hall of Fame as a front office guy. He's made unbelievable picks. To get back in there, they're going to have to change their offense in the next couple of years. But the risk isn't as big as the reward. The reward for Lamar Jackson, watching him on film and his playmaking skills, he's as electric as you'll ever see at the position. Now, he's just got to polish himself up from that hula hoop in the pocket. And if he does, and is coached right, I don't know. That's going to be a lot of trouble for the teams in that division. But he's still a ways to go. But I'm glad they drafted him in the first round. And I think he's got a bone to pick, and I think I kind of like it. And I think Baltimore needs eventually here in the next couple of years to make the move away from Flacco. It's time.
All right, last question. Who made the biggest mistakes in the first round? Did Dallas make a mistake with Vander Esch? Did the Steelers make a mistake? And did Seattle make a mistake by going with Penny?
The Steelers, I thought he was, you know, like the third round pick, second round pick. It shocked me. But you know what? They know, so they're smarter than I am, so they like him, and he's a guy that'll hit you, and he's big and physical. I think Vander Esch is a hell of a football player. He reminds you of Sean Lee and Keekly. He's really good in space. He's long, and he can cover. So while the Cowboys need a receiver, if you think the linebacker's far better than the best receiver that was on the board, you take him. They need weapons, and now with Witten leaving, I'm sure they're scratching their head. That's a bummer. Maybe a tight end they should have drafted. But that one, I'll tell you what, to me, was the biggest shock is the Saints. You know, Penny wasn't. Penny, because there's a home run hitter. The Saints trading up. I had them in my draft picking Davenport 27th, where they were.
Mm-hmm.
They traded up, what, to 14th and gave a first-round pick away for a guy from UT San Antonio? Yeah. Nothing against small schools, but I think you could have got him 12, 10 picks later, mm-hmm. unless they heard something we didn't. So that's a risky pick for a non-quarterback or a non-Bradley Chubb type of player. I thought that was a bit shocking, and I thought the Colts won. I thought the Broncos won. And there's no question in my mind the Bears won with Roquan Smith. I think all three of those rookies start immediately in their city.
Oh, you're talking about the Saints taking Marcus Davenport from Texas San Antonio. Sean, always a pleasure. We have to stay up again and watch we stayed up all night last night. I got no pick out of the Eagles. So we're Friday night now. I got to sacrifice. I'm a busy Friday night man.
You're the reigning Super Bowl champs, and you can pick anybody you want. You can't miss, brother. You guys are the champions. Enjoy it.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks, bud.
There he is, Sean Salisbury.